It's a musical day for you and I when we've got Sarah Mack and Mimi Hearn, Drew Tillman talking about the upcoming Tallahassee Songwriters Festival. We'll get a little music out of them too. Michelle has a guest in her segment of this show. And of course, Miriam Dady with another guest in the Business Spotlight. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far. Your money at car stereos, car alarms, things for all you soccer moms, detail and diamond plate, parts to fix your tailgate. Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far. Exterior accessories, gift kit for your mud needs, mud tires, nice wheels, everyone will get a deal. Window tinting, that's a must. Come on out and visit us. Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
So here we are again, and with this familiar greeting, you know that we're about to embark upon this journey around town, find out what Tallahassee is talking about this week. Those news items and the people, the really cool folks, ordinary people doing extraordinary things, that's kind of our, I guess you'd say, manifesto, our mission statement, our kind of raison d'être. How about that? We try very hardly, to bring you the very best that we can find as we make this journey, including the musical talents of these fine young people who will be with us in the second hour. We've got Sarah Mack, Sarah Mack Band. Wow. Mimi Hearn, many of you know her because of her fantastic jazz and blues solo performances. And our beloved Drew Tillman, who for so many years has brought delightful performances to this community and around the region. He's one of the few to have been invited to the 30A Songwriters Festival that happens every year. Celebrated composer, songwriter, performer, 911, the Drew Tillman Band for many years, entertaining so many people. Done a couple of reunion shows with him, courtesy of his fellow musicians who make that happen. And it's been our pleasure to broadcast those performances on our radio station, MooseMagnificat.com, which reminds me to say thank you. Many of you who were at the Jazz and Blues Festival out there at Tallahassee Museum last Saturday, what a great day we had. 2 days. Lots of fun out there, and good to meet so many of you. Those of you who stopped by to see us there broadcasting, Carl and Sarah and I and other, it was a good, Miriam was there. A good time had by all. Among the many artists, the Jerry Thigpen Trio, one of our faves. Jerry Thigpen, Pete Winter, Jimmy Bone. Wow. Tough to find any better than that around this town, and they are fabulous. Good men, too. They're just good people. Good to work with them. Had fun with Del Suggs out there. Come on. I mean, Del is the great Del Suggs, we should probably say. So congratulations to Russell Dawes and Amber O'Connell and all the team that makes Tallahassee Museum what it is. and what a contribution they have brought to us as a community over the many years that they've been in operation, continue to do so. So a great celebration there. More up ahead, lots of great things like this Songwriters Festival that we'll talk with Drew and Sarah and Mimi about that. Also to be hosted by the Tallahassee Museum. I think that's May the 7th. Is that right, Carl? I think so. Well, we're going to find out for sure. So you're going to have to stay tuned. They'll be here with us in the second hour of the show. Have a few news items for you this morning. This came by way of Leon County Board of County Commissioners talking about a living wage for county employees. It's all part of their proposed budget for 2017-2018. It's tentative, but Leon County's proposal for the budget includes a living wage that would establish a minimum of $12 per hour for its more than 850 employees. So that what that means is that no new county employee will be hired for less than $12 an hour. And they're quoted as saying here, this comes by way of John Daly, County Commissioner. The Leon County Board of County Commissioners recognizes that establishing a living wage is an investment in line with the long-term strategic goals of the organization. Such a wage will help ensure a dedicated and skilled workforce for years to come. Now, in related news, this from Commissioner Dozier says next Tuesday, that would be this coming Tuesday, County Commission will begin the process of building the county budget. And there will be two workshops where they can review funding proposals for the various county departments. And they're going to include the budget process in September by holding these two public hearings. September 12th and September 26th. So they begin the process this coming week. And then in September, once they've gone through the summer of hammering these things out, the 12th, the 26th of September, they'll have two public hearings, and that'll happen before they take a final vote on the budget. So if you're interested in participating in one of the public hearings, you are invited to attend. You probably want to check that out online. In fact, you can go to their website and get the budget workshop materials. Well, that's a good thing to know. Let's see if we've got the web address here for you. That'd be convenient, wouldn't it? Since I've mentioned it, how about leoncountyfl.gov? That looks good. leoncountyfl.gov. Anyway, go check that out. Get a hold of some of those budget materials. You can help the county commissioners figure out how to spend our money. Here's another thing from the county. Now, this being a bit more educational, this is Leon County's Library Lecture Series coming up May 8th, 7 p.m. That's a Monday. On this occasion, they will be recognizing the annual Festival of Freedom, honoring the first reading of the Emancipation Proclamation in Tallahassee. So they'll begin that celebration, recognition, with this look at the early beginnings of historically black colleges and universities. The guest presenter on this Monday the 8th at 7 p.m. at the library. Ah, I see here. Okay, so Dr. Reginald Ellis will be presenting. It doesn't make this clear to me as to whether he is presenting both this lecture and the following lecture, which is regarding further the history of African-American or historically black colleges and universities. In any case, you can check this out online if you go to leoncountyfl.gov and look at their library lecture series. Again, this next one is on Monday the 8th at 7 p.m. And that, of course, is at the Perry Branch Library on South Adams. Okay. So that is how that's going to roll. Folks, you stay with me. I've got a fantastic show. Miriam Dady is standing by here. She's got another guest in the business spotlight. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, this is Joe Doty from Truck and Car Concepts. Want to thank Tallahassee for a wonderful and prosperous 2016. Thanks to our loyal customers and our new customers, 2016 was a very good year for Truck and Car Concepts. And look forward to 2017, serving the customers as we've always served you. Going into 17, we would also like to thank all of the military, the first responders, and our police force that gives us something that we take for granted, which is freedom, health, and safety. Without you men and women doing your job, we would not be able to enjoy the life that we lead. Let's make it a prosperous 2017. Look forward to seeing you at Truck and Car Concepts.
Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive. Call 656-8800 or online at truckandcarconcepts.com.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
My name is Miriam Dady, and this is Tallahassee Business Spotlight. I have a guest that you're going to want to keep on your short list, at least your website. Val Rodriguez, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you have kind of created something that I want to take full advantage of. It's called Drift Tour.
That's right.
Tell me what that is.
So, Drifter is a local travel startup in Tallahassee.
Uh-huh.
So, kind of like a paradox, like I tell people, sometimes they hear about it, they really don't know what it is with a name like that.
And it's not two words.
No, it's one word.
One word.
Drift Tour.
Gotcha.
So, what we want to do is incentivize visitors and neighbors to connect with their local businesses through self-guided tours and immersions. Immersions are hands-on experiences held and hosted by local businesses.
Gotcha. So when you say immersions, I'm thinking I'm jumping in a pool of water. What you mean is I'm really exploring a local business or nonprofit from the top down. They're going to explain to me what they do, why they do it, that kind of thing.
That's exactly what we mean.
Give me an example of somebody that I might be involved with if I got in touch with DriftTour.com.
Yeah, so we're in beta right now, and we recently just did our first beta immersion with Catalina Cafe this past week. So big shout out to Maurice, who are doing great things within the coffee culture in Tallahassee. So last Monday, we met up with him after hours at 7 p.m. when they close at Catalina Cafe on Gain Street, and he gave us a talk about the six elements of making a great cup of coffee. So we plan on expanding that service to have a cupping or have something more hands-on. Whether you're interested in coffee culture in Tallahassee or you're interested in urban farming, whether you're interested in the brew district in Tallahassee or the agriculture industry.
Nice.
We want to really reach out. We want to be that connector, your plug to whatever it is that you want to learn more about in this community. Whether you've lived here your entire life and are interested in exploring Apalachicola or Quincy or Monticello, or people who are coming in for football season and don't really want to be packed inside with everybody else doing the same exact thing.
Right. I get it. So if now let's say I'm kind of reticent to just jump into wall climbing.
Right.
But I need a tutorial. You could kind of be that bridge between.
Exactly.
And I would go to your website to get that information. How do I do that?
That's right. You just go to drifter.co. DRIFTOUR.CO, because .com was taken at the time.
Right.
And you would go ahead and download our free self-guided tours right now. If you like something more individualized and localized, you can email us directly and we'll craft something up for you as well. And for immersions, we're really starting to develop that. So it'll be a few before we can have those readily available to be booked on the spot.
Okay.
But eventually we do plan on hosting it on a mobile application.
Nice. Okay, so all those moms and dads or families that are coming to visit students, they can find something to do that might not be your typical thing.
Exactly.
So if they want to do a wine tasting somewhere,
you
would connect them with somebody that could do flights of wine or flights of beer, because we've got a lot of breweries.
We've got a lot of breweries.
Nice.
They're wonderful. Yeah.
You mentioned a self-guided tour that you already have available for people with pets.
Mm-hmm.
How
the doggy bag.
Doggy bag. Okay.
The doggy bag.
What
does
that look like?
So something that we do is market towards staycationers, who are people who go ahead and tour regionally, something called microtourism. So we are definitely tapping into people in Tallahassee who just also want something to do and don't really have exposure or don't have means to transportation, don't know much about what else is going on. So the doggy bag tour takes you through three paired activities, one at a local restaurant and the other with a local park.
Let's say I've got a family reunion coming into town in the summer, or maybe a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Would drift tour be the kind of business model that I would contact to design a tour for a group like that? Do you guys do that?
We could most definitely do that. You're not the first person to tell us that, you know, that they're planning their wedding in the middle of June and they want to be able to show their party a good time.
Right.
So, you know, you have 3 or 4 days here that you're prepping for that wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And we will most definitely accommodate what you're interested in.
So they could just maybe work with you guys, mm-hmm. or give you a checklist.
Right, a checklist.
These people love the water, or these people are horsey,
exactly.
And they want to see, you know, the equestrian kind of side. Or
right, exactly. Everything is so individualized at this point, just because we're getting started, yeah. that we're really able to do whatever we want to do right now, whatever it is that you are interested in seeing.
What are the self-guided tours that you have available on your site right now?
So we have our doggy bag tour. We have the Tallahassee Specialty Hour, which takes you through the brew district.
Uh-huh.
We have the Fresh Foody Central that highlights urban farms in Tallahassee, as well as local vendors in Tallahassee.
So when you say fresh foody vendor, so that's mm-hmm. like the growers.
No, I actually mean Vertigo Burger.
Oh,
I mean Sweet Pea Cafe.
Yeah.
I mean Cypress. Really great restaurants who are sourcing their food locally. The Miccosukee Root Cellar,
right.
for example. Great places that a lot of people don't even know are really specializing in sourcing their food.
So if you're coming from out of town, you don't have to eat at McDonald's and Applebee's.
We most definitely don't want you to do that.
Cracker Barrel.
That's right. We think there's such great things about Tallahassee. You know, me myself, I'm not a local from Tallahassee. I came here 5 years ago.
Right.
And something that kind of gave me an advantage was the fact that I started out at TCC, so I had to get lost a lot. You know, I didn't have transportation. I didn't have to stay on campus, so I got lost a lot. And that allowed me to meet a lot of different people and go to a lot of different businesses that I really ended up connecting with.
Right.
And it's the reason I decided to stay. And I think our student population in Tallahassee definitely needs to take advantage of the opportunities here.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think a lot of the older Tallahassee community, don't realize how this area has grown. So let's help people once again remember, it's www.drifttour.co.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Can they find you on Facebook?
We're definitely on Facebook. Okay. We're on Instagram as well.
Instagram as well. And they're going to see pictures of maybe some people who've uploaded photos, or they can do it themselves, right?
Yeah, definitely. We use the hashtag drift on. So our followers can most definitely go ahead and tag their favorite spot, whether it's a business or a nonprofit or something that they're actively doing. We focus on coffee, lifestyle, and food.
Good.
So if you are doing any of those things and they involve something that is the heart of Tallahassee, we want to see it.
I like it. Those are all things I like. I think they're all things you like out there. So please get in touch with Val at drifttour.co. My name is Miriam Dady. That's all for Tallahassee Business Spotlight.
Have you heard about tallyconnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. Tallyconnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their tallyconnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. Tallyconnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
With another installment on her topic of the resilient life, here's Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda.
I'm Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda, and I'm back. We're talking about resiliency in the community and the nation and families and marriages and individuals. And I have a great community leader, Brent Prichard, with us today. And he is right now the president of the Conservative Club, but he's done a lot of things in Tallahassee. He served our country in the Air Force, and he's done some interesting things when he was in third grade that I have in his biography. His biography was a delight to read, and I think we need to reflect a little bit on, you know, calming conversation, the heat of the conversations down that we've been seeing out in the news and in the media, and having more civil discourse about civic issues. And that was something that I think we had a meeting of the minds on. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into some of our conversation?
Well, thank you, first of all, Michelle, for having me on the program. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm a Tallahassee boy, born and raised, educated here, and came back after my military service and went
in the Air Force, right?
In the Air Force. Yeah. Went into business with my father and brother. So all of my roots are Tallahassee, and love this place.
It's a wonderful city.
It's a wonderful city.
I was very proud to represent it in the legislature, yeah.
In Tallahassee, it seems, is sort of a microcosm of the entire nation, in that the issues which tend to divide people in this country are pretty much well-defined in Tallahassee, Florida. We have a very strong state government component and university component and a relatively small private sector component, so it's a laboratory for great study as to why we're divided on a lot of issues.
I think so, too. And with the capital city in Tallahassee, the capital city of the third largest state in the union, and a state that actually also mirrors the diversity of the country through its length and breadth and its cultural diversity and so on, I think that comes together in the capital city, too. I just wanted to augment that point a little bit, but go on, please.
Right. The issues that divide us, we can name them. In other words, if you said, okay, let's take a liberal, a typical liberal, and a typical conservative, and then pick an issue, you and I could, with almost 100% certainty, say how each side would come down on that particular issue. And we hear a lot about trying to foster common ground. In other words, let's find our common ground. Well, while that's constructive, it seems to me that it's far more intriguing to define our uncommon ground. In other words, those issues we differ on, and more importantly, why we differ. And so for some time now, I've been kicking around the idea of how can we go back into someone who calls themselves a liberal and say what in the liberals' background, in their upbringing, their education, their family relationships, and so on, and what in a conservative's background are major indicators which point them to their political ideology. And I'm beginning to think there are two or three broad areas that if you know their background, you can pretty much determine which is going to come down on which issue and how.
Interesting. That's a fascinating way to look at things. And You also published a list at one point in time that I took a look at, and it's a great list, and it's fun. And you ever would let us publish that, we'd love to put it on the website. But you know, let me say this to you now, from somebody who has, I think, labeled themselves, myself, as a liberal in the past, but am labeling myself more and more often as a conservative, and feel very comfortable in that group and talking with folks that are conservatives and in putting forward a lot of those issues. What do you say to someone? Could in your rubric, in the way you're looking at things, can someone change? Could someone change?
I'm sure they can change, but you would have to get back to the root causes of their ideology in the first place. Let me just give you an example. I would proffer that whether or not an individual was exposed to a private sector business during their upbringing would have a great deal to do with how they came down ideologically in a political sense. For example, when I came back from, when I was in high school, I worked at my dad's family building materials yard and hardware store.
And that was a hardware store that's been in business since 1909.
Since 1909, correct.
That's quite a tradition.
And so in looking back, looking for that major life influence that had a great deal to do with political ideology, I would have to say that working in a family business as a high schooler, and then after I got out of the service, has a great deal to do with how I view the world and my politics as they're constituted today. Because when you, for example, one day when I was a high schooler, I was learning to drive the forklift, which moves heavy lumber and things around the yard. I drove the forklift into the septic tank. And my dad pulled me aside, and it was an expensive thing, and it was a mistake. But I learned that breakage, pilferage, shoplifting, all of these things affect the economic vitality of a business, and all have to be considered in order for that business to stay in business. And so I've identified exposure to private sector or to free enterprise or, let's say, free market capitalism as one of those major, major life influences which impacts political ideology.
So your family business must have, I mean, it had resilient things in place because it lived through the Great Depression and some other kinds of things that occurred. And so, you know, when you're talking about making sure that a business is run properly and that the kind of sensitivity that someone has to those kinds of things, you're looking at first principles in some ways, I would think, towards resiliency. Am I correct?
I think you're right. If you compare someone raised in a family business, for example, with someone who, let's say, were raised in a family where the dad was a professor and maybe the mom a school teacher, and all of the influences from the parents, of course, are impacting the children as they grow up, then you could see a natural divergence of ideologies beginning to take place, because just like the private sector kid would have no idea of the government side of life and the government side of political activities, also the person on the other side would have no idea about the private sector influences.
Now, don't sometimes children rebel against their parents and go in a completely different direction?
Course.
And I'm actually thinking of one of our former speakers in the Florida House who his parents may have fit some of that description. I'm not going to call him out at this point, but ended up being a pretty darn conservative Republican, and led a conservative Republican institution.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that can happen.
Everybody
too.
Can change. Everybody can change. Thank goodness.
Yeah. And sometimes children say, "Oh, I saw this, and you know, and I want to do this." You know, they see different things in their families, and they want to go in a completely different direction. So I think sometimes that happens too. I do understand what you're saying, though. I understand that there are some indicators, like for instance, military service, I think, is also an indicator where you see things running in a particular kind of way, and best practices being used. I mean, one of the best institutions we have in our country, and perhaps I think the world, is our United States military. They respond to innovation. They have to have a plan where they're moving forward. They've got huge responsibility to secure the nation, but also to secure one individual troop. One member of the Corps. And so I think that's really an important thought process that the military has, that and the rules and the regulations and the fact that things have to be done in a particular kind of way. And, you know, you were in the military, I was not, but I get that. So let me ask you a question about some folks, though, that are in the military that tend to be Democrats. I've just met some very recently that I was actually surprised about. And so we'll talk next time in the next segment and get some of these ideas really fleshed out a little bit, and maybe talk about how what our definition of conservatism is, and what your definition of liberalism is, just if we can do a quick thing like that, and then we'll come back.
Very good.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We are back. I am Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda, and I am with Brent Prichard, a community leader, a businessman who's been in the community for all his life, and married for how many years now?
53
years. Yeah. And that, you know, we ended the last segment by saying, you know, let's see if we can get to a little bit of a definition of what a conservative is. Okay. Tell me your views, if you can.
Well, understanding the distinctions between liberalism and conservatism pretty much can boil down to one's attitude about the private sector versus the public sector and the relationship between the two. Conservatives tend to champion the private sector, free market capitalism, and so on, and liberals tend to champion the role of government in running our culture. And so that would seem to be one of those huge, huge issues which defines how we come down on myriad other sub-issues. But conservatives tend to look at government as a necessary evil, but that it should be well-restrained and contained and limited in its scope and authority, taxing authority, for example. And here are some of the issues that that a private sector orientation versus public impacts. You know, the profit motive, government regulation, self-reliance and self-interest, the welfare system, the minimum wage, employer benefits, private property rights, corporations. Are they evil or are they net good? What about competition? Is that healthy when you lose? Is that good, constructive or not? Climate change even can be traced to our background in these two areas, environmentalism and then tax policy. So conservatives tend to come down on the very restrictive side of government on all of those issues, whereas liberalism tends to say that government is the best provider of everything.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there is a middle ground there, and I read a book that someone gave me before I started my service in the legislature, and it was by John Avalon, and I think I can't remember the title of it, but basically the thesis of it was that, you know, the best and most progress that we're going to make as a nation is down the middle, and maybe not in the two extremes. And so when you say something like the government's a necessary evil, in some ways that pings my heart. You know, it hurts me just a little bit because I love our government. I think it is a marvelous structure, and I know you do too. I know you've won awards on for writing about patriotism and that sort of thing, and you've served this country. So we don't really mean that. What you know that it's an evil, but I think it's needs to be contained, as you also said, and I think that's important. And I also think that sometimes when you're talking about liberals, I agree that they rely too much on government. And one of the things that I learned in the legislature in my development was I saw that the government can get corrupt. It can be swayed by private enterprise, and almost it's almost like a referee that is want to temptation, you know. Right. And so I ended up thinking that the true competition among business corporations, and that competition is a good, and that failure is not so bad, because it does make people and businesses stronger. So you know, those are some of the things that I kind of, you know, came to believe, and that the less government intrusion into people's personal lives and people's business lives, I think is a good thing, and let competition really drive the day.
Right. Milton Friedman, who's one of my heroes, observed that he would rather take his chances with a bunch of cutthroat business people than a bunch of cutthroat politicians. And so when you have a free market, entry into the market is available to everybody, and you get lousy service or you get corrupt service from one of those providers, at least in the private sector, you have alternatives. You can go to someone else because you vote with your pocketbook. Whereas if government is the only provider, where do you go if corruption seeps into that area?
Right. Now, the only thing I've noticed in a big way in every single day of the past 8 years of my service was that corporations do, because they are entities that are built on profit motive, they will come into the government halls and, you know, push and pull for certain favors.
Right.
Some of those favors might be on the corrupt side. Some of those favors just might be unleveling the playing field. But the more you have government involved, the more that can be pushed and pulled. And I think in some ways, then the playing field, which I know is one of your tags for a liberal, but I do think we all believe in that we need to have fairness in the system. That really can get skewed the more government gets involved in things, because
yes,
you've
can.
Got us, you know, you've got us wanting to run for office, wanting to, you know, get money in our coffers, you know, all that sort of thing. So it does become a little bit, it becomes not as clear, not as honest. And so, that's where it's one of the reasons why I kind of stepped over to the conservative side.
Right. Crony capitalism is one of the biggest problems in our economy today. And at its basis, free enterprise is a beautiful, wonderful thing, provides great services at good prices for everybody. But once a business grows to the point where it can only survive and thrive in league with government, that's when the problems start.
Now, one of the things you talked about was regulation. And mm-hmm. I agree with you that over-regulation, that's where the referee, government, can get pushed and pulled, and it can become really corrupt, dishonest,
right.
Unfair. But what about when people do get hurt in the process? Do you think that the court system is a better way to go? In other words, let's say there is a Ford Pinto case where the board, you know, you're familiar with that, and mm-hmm. I think we all are. Wasn't it right for that to be called out and to be allowed to have a class action suit?
It probably is, but your question is, would remedies be forthcoming if it were still contained in the private sector without the government regulation? My view is that more often than not, it would. Now, would people get hurt? Yes, they do and will and always will. But that is what the court system is for.
Right. And the press, too, because if you don't know that things like that are happening, then you don't, you know, then you can't make your decisions.
Right.
And so I think there's a middle ground there where sometimes there's too much criticism or too, getting back to our original point, too much hot criticism about one entity or another, and we've kind of got to come to, in my opinion, where we have a just a little bit more of a meeting of the minds in the middle. Let's find out what brings us together, and then we can look at what defines us as individuals and as different theoretical philosophies.
Well, again, I'm real interested in the causes, the why of,
right.
of a liberal friend's position.
I see that. Yeah, and I see that. And I think that that's a very interesting topic. And I would love to have you back on the show. I think this conversation has a tremendous trajectory. We could continue to talk about this for a very long time. And I think it's the kind of conversation that people could be educated and informed and have their own ideas about as well. And it, and certainly we have not been gnashing of teeth in any way, shape, or form. I think we probably agree on more than we disagree. But in any event, but thank you so much, Brent Prichard, for being with us. We really appreciate it. And this is Tallahassee Talks, and I'm Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda. And thank you once again for listening. Bye-bye
thank
now.
You. Trucking Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to trucks. Trucking Car Concepts,
people with their cars, we're number one by far. Hi, this is Joe Doty from Trucking Car Concepts. Want to thank Tallahassee for a wonderful and prosperous 2016. Thanks to our loyal customers and our new customers, 2016 was a very good year for Trucking Car Concepts. And look forward to 2017, serving the customers as we've always served you. Going into 17, we would also like to thank all of the military, the first responders, and our police force that gives us something that we take for granted, which is freedom, health, and safety. Without you men and women doing your job, we would not be able to enjoy the life that we lead. Let's make it a prosperous 2017. Look forward to seeing you at Truck and Car Concepts.
Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive. Call 656-8800 or online at truckandcarconcepts.com.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Mimi Hearn, Sarah Mack, Drew Tillman in this second hour of the show. It's going to be great. We're looking forward to this Tallahassee Songwriters Festival coming up at the Tallahassee Museum May 7th. And we will get the inside information we need from these fine musicians who I think represent well the sound of Tallahassee, as we like to say, which often we are given to talking about because we think that it is worth exploring. Everybody has to start somewhere. And we've got a great start with people like these folks. And we celebrate that with our radio station, MooseMagnificat.com. As you know, we are coming to you from the studios of The Moose. And it's our pleasure because it's kind of how we like to roll. We like pointing at all the cool things going on and the cool people that make it happen. We got some other coolness coming your way. The Tallahassee Family Magazine will be available coming this week. And we're going to talk to a few of those folks. Got Miriam Dady that's going to talk to you about that, I think, probably next Saturday. Anyway, it's a cool thing because as that magazine continues to evolve and explore and expand what it means to be a family or expand on that thought, man, the discoveries we're making. And this next edition, oh, man, it's going to blow you away. You may have noticed the Publix stores in our community no longer offer such things because they removed all of the racks there at the front of the store where you could pick up a free copy. I mean, there is no cover price for this magazine.
So now you're scratching your head. Well, be not dismayed, my friend. We are well equipped. We have this network of locations around several of the participating schools and hospitals and community centers. The library, Leon County Library, has copies of. You can get in one of the branches and get a copy of the magazine that way. And it is free. Just our way of saying we love you. At least for now. And then maybe we don't love you as much anymore once we establish our cover price. But this is okay. if you'd like it mailed, this one I want to tell you. If you want it mailed directly to your address, you can do that. So you go to the website. Right, Carl? Yes. If you go to TallahasseeFamilyMagazine.com, look for the button that says subscribe. It's going to ask you for your email address. And that's what we're doing for now, is just getting that information from you, and then we can contact you in regard to your exact mailing address and such. So that's the thing to do, and we'll make sure that we mail a copy of it to you, courtesy of all your friends at Tallahassee Family Magazine. Now, the cover story, by the way, is this remarkable individual. He was on the show here a couple of weeks ago, Fransley Moyes, proposing for us this alternative educational model, and his particular approach taking as an heuristic device the idea of a chess game. So I think you'll find that story to be even more penetrating, and you'll get a bit more background than I brought you in my conversations with him, because you know who you're dealing with here. I mean, I'm limited. Speaking of other new stuff, I've got Mike Ferry. He's going to talk with us here in just a moment. This is a very cool thing. This is the Pine Dove Farm that is being introduced to the Tallahassee community in North Florida. Remarkable in its concept and unduplicated in its mission. The Pine Dove Farm idea marries the notion of residential, residence, a neighborhood, with a farming community. So if you have a home at Pine Dove Farm, by virtue of your ownership in the community, you participate in this farm-to-table sort of concept. Yeah? So you're now part of the farming community. This community-run farm, then growing its food for its residents, and you participate in that, is a pretty neat kind of concept. And there's all kinds of other amenities that are going to be part of this. Mike's going to tell us about it. So we'll have him with us here shortly, in just a couple of minutes, following the break, we'll say. So that's coming up. Another observation for you. If I may, step aside for just a moment. One more thing. I wanted to tell you about the Tallahassee Rowers. So this is another article that's coming up in coming edition, but in our summer edition, you'll find out about Tallahassee Rowers. Anyway, there are 6 Tallahassee high school seniors who have been studied and rowed their way into college, and they were recognized earlier this week. 6 Tallahassee high school seniors who rowed and studied their way into college, being recognized by their coaches, their parents, and teammates at a special ceremony that was held at Tallahassee's Lake Hall, where their team practices. Now, this is Capital City Rowers. This comes by way of the Capital City Rowing Club. And so I'm giving you a little bit of heads up on this stuff. The 6 student athletes honored were Nick Harvey, Jacob Hirschberger, Emily Hugerheide, Allie McVicker from Leon High School, Madison Myers, and Connor Stolp. We should also point out that in their pursuits, they have provided for their college education And here's a quote. It's one of the toughest sports there is. It's very grueling mentally and physically. And this is coming by way of Jean-Michel Francis, the women's coach. He said they've done a really good job and they have pioneered a real change in the women's program at CCR, which is Capital City Rowing, not Creedence Clearwater Revival, just clarification. Earlier this month, the women varsity eight, a boat with eight rowers and coxswain, turned in its best performance ever. So congratulations to all of these young rowers and all the folks at Capital City Rowing. Great to be able to promote you a little bit and share the good news with each of you. If you have not been able to participate in our show of late and you've missed a few episodes, well, we got you covered here. You know, a good thing to do is subscribe to the podcast, which you can do from our website, TallahasseeTalks.com. And every time you open up your podcast app on your phone, it's going to automatically download the latest edition that you might not have yet in your possession. Miss some really good conversations if you're not doing that. If you prefer, you can listen online, certainly, from your computer. We archive all of the shows, and so you go to the archive button there on the website. If you have a topic, be sure to email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com, and we are happy to receive your suggestions for a guest or topic at any time. We're going to continue here after the break. I've got Mike Ferry standing by, and then we've got Drew Tillman, Mimi Hearn, and Sarah Mack with us for the last portion of the show. You stay with me. We'll be back after this.
Whidden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Whidden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Whidden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Whidden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Whidden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Whidden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Whidden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Whidden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Whidden is known for taking care of business. Whidden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
Pine Dove Farm is a farm and conservation community seeking to cultivate relationships between neighbors and nature through the farm-to-table lifestyle. Through responsible development methods such as sustainable homes and preservation of open land, Pine Dove Farm practices conservation in order to uphold the integrity of the nature it is nestled in. Located just 20 minutes east of the Florida Capitol in downtown Tallahassee, Pine Dove Farm is the area's first planned agricultural community, providing residents with a welcoming and sophisticated rural neighborhood while maintaining convenient access to the resources of a bustling city, Pine Dove Farm. So we have with us this morning Mike Ferry, who has something to do with this entire enterprise. We're going to find out exactly where this is all going. Mike, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And Mike is with Prime South Properties. We want to give a shout out to all the people who make sure that Mike doesn't drive off into a ditch somewhere. Back there at Prime South, they're always checking on Mike, right? I mean, because, you know, you and I get to be where we are in life.
Right.
There's no telling. So tell us about Pine Dove Farm. Where did this come from in your experience with it?
Well, I got involved with it. Actually, I was approached with it about 3 years ago.
Okay.
The gentleman that owns it, Ira Ruzak, who's out of New York, had started a development out there called Tallahassee Trails. It didn't go the way he really wanted it to. And he started touring some of these natural subdivisions. Okay. There's a subdivision up outside of Atlanta called Saranby, which is a farm-to-table type community.
Okay.
Very large, kind of get that community involvement, get back to the, you know, down-home living aspect of it. So then he decided to go ahead and change the name to Pine Dove Farm.
Okay.
And now the way we're set up is we're going to be a farm-to-table community with quite a few amenities that are in the works. We're a little behind schedule. Currently, right now, the way we're set up is they're coming out of permitting to start doing the gardens. We've got a barn getting ready to start construction.
Yeah.
We've already gotten our first pre-sale.
Okay,
with cool. A new community.
Yeah.
And then I have two spec houses that we just finished out there.
Nice.
That are for sale.
Farm to table. How does that work for a neighborhood? What is that all about?
Well, the whole idea there is that having a lot of garden areas where you can get the community involved with helping raising the fruits, the vegetables, and to kind of offset that, you know, in lieu of coming out there helping, working with the head gardener,
okay.
Then they reap the benefits of being able to have all their produce and everything right there.
I've noticed there's a big emphasis on the interaction between homeowners, property owners, and the community as such. This thing, what was I reading about? A builder trend app. It says the Pine Dove Farm utilizes the Builder Trend app to allow owners to take an active role in construction.
Right. And we're just trying to get all that finalized right now.
Okay.
So we'll obviously kind of test run that with our first pre-sale.
Right.
But this way they can actually get online and see every day what's going on.
How cool is that?
With the house.
Now, as somebody who, I mean, you've been in the real estate business, right, for a little while.
23 years.
Yeah, right. But who's counting? So does that seem welcome to you that you've got a homeowner here who's kind of tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hey, what are you doing? Or is that exactly what you want?
Well, no, what it really does is it eases the homeowner to let them know that, hey, there's something going on.
Okay.
Because you go through various stages during the construction where you got all this stuff happening initially. All the walls are going up, the roof's going on, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, what are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
But then they forget about we got to get the plumbing and the wiring. Right. And
you mentioned permitting earlier. Permitting in this town can be amazingly weird, it seems to me.
Yes.
And I mean, I talk to people from around the country, property, you know, developers and even people who are event coordinators. They come to Tallahassee, and they're just stunned with the kind of rigmarole they go through. First of all, just to get the permit, and then the fee involved or fees can be staggering. Is that your experience?
It's a very frustrating process.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And we've got a gentleman, James Jarrett, that's kind of running the whole project, that heads up everything. But yeah, it's very frustrating because we are out in the county.
Yeah.
We have a lot of conservation areas. There's things that get approved that sometimes have been retracted, the way I understand it. But I think now the understanding between us and the county is starting to get better. I think they're starting to get used to the idea. But it's like everything, you're always going to have hoops that you're going to jump through.
Yeah, I guess so. But it just seems to me that you keep hearing these horror stories over and over and over again. I mean, I don't want to go off too deeply into that, but I think it's courageous of you and for all of those who are involved in this project to say, no, this needs to happen. Regardless of what hoops we have to jump through, it's just something that we think is good for the community and for the homeowners. Is that your motivation? I mean, is that what drew you to this project, to say, hey, here's something that can really make a difference?
Well, they approached me. Actually, Ira talked to me about 3.5 years ago about it.
I see.
And then it was given to another couple individuals to market it.
Huh.
It there currently are 12 families that live out there.
Right.
So, of course, we want their support of what we're doing now because it's a little different spin than what Tallahassee Trails was initially.
Okay.
But the whole concept is just to get more of that community lifestyle out there.
I got you.
Because everybody, I mean, most people don't even know their neighbors nowadays.
Yep. I noticed that too. This is a community that'll feature 134 homes with half-acre lots, and residents will select from 6 home models and 4 interior design palettes. That's pretty cool. It's called Pine Dove Farm. Coming your way very soon, you can probably take a drive out there east of town and take a look around. Is that a fair invitation?
Yeah, it is definitely open. Usually right now on Sundays, we've got somebody sitting the model from 2 to 4.
So you can go out there and check it out.
Yep.
And I encourage you to do so, folks. Mike Ferry, our guest this morning. What a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Stay with us, folks. We've got more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's the Merry Maid's way of keeping your home or office at its best. And it's what we have come to expect here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Our studios and offices always shine because Merry Maid's makes the difference, like they do for hundreds of offices and homes in Tallahassee. They'll do just the same, just for you. And they're right here, giving back to our community and giving you extra benefits, like saving you up to $400 on your first cleaning by giving you extra service, and saving an extra 10% when you mention Tallahassee Talks. Their website makes it really easy for you, too. You can schedule a cleaning and make a payment with just a few clicks, any day, anytime, day or night, when it's convenient for you. Call Merry Maids this week, 850-386-2205. That's 386-2205. Or find them online at merrymaids.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Songwriters Festival is coming up May 7th at Tallahassee Museum. It is the brainchild of Drew Tillman and his wife, Amelia. And it is well worth the effort because, as you and I both know, this here town of Tallahassee has been, for a long time, producing some of the most remarkable musical talent. Songwriters, particularly, who seem to dig down into the good soil of this part of the world and come up with these marvelous tunes. There's one now. marvelous tunes that find their way into the local pubs and concert halls and, you know, places around town and around the region, the Dixie Theater and Monticello Opera House and Goodwood, places where you get to find what we think is the sound of Tallahassee. Well, here's another opportunity for us to really see and hear all of that up front at this Songwriters Festival. I've got the man, Drew Tillman, with me here today, along with the very lovely Mimi Hearn and the even lovelier Sarah Mack. And, of course, with me here, it's like lovely all around.
It's a love fest.
We got it going on.
It's a quad love thing.
So tell us, Mr. Tillman, where it came about. How is it that you found yourself saying, "Hey, we want to do this festival"? And this is what
it
now,
is a
three
vision
or 4 years ago.
That my wife has. She's a concert tuba, and she doesn't play rock and roll, but she's concert.
She's a musician.
She's a
sure.
musician. Yeah. And she has believed in writing and songwriting all her life, and has believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. So, and we decided that we wanted to try this. We wanted to see. So I asked, I called some of my friends, and the first one we did at some club that's no longer with us in Tallahassee.
How long ago was that?
It was 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
So this being the fourth annual.
That's correct.
Tallahassee Songwriters Festival.
That's correct. And I played the first one, and then the second, third, and this one I'm not playing.
But you're the organizer and such, along with Amelia.
But I believe.
And you're a believer.
Sarah Mack and Mimi Hearn.
Well, we've got them right here, so it's good that you said that. Sarah has been on
really
the show several
I'm scoring
times.
Points.
Your portion of the show is over now.
Okay, I'll shut up now.
So, Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back. I wish I was saying last time I was here, I was greeted at the door by a three-legged dog, and I was pretty disappointed that there were no dog snuggles when I walked in the door today.
I'm sorry to say. Well, you know, he's in high demand, and he's union, and we just couldn't afford to keep him around, so we kind of figured, all right. But, yeah, old Ziggy, he is the dog of dogs. And you have partnered up with your beau since we last saw each other. It's been a couple months since Wedded Bliss came upon you.
Yeah.
And you look exhausted. But that has nothing to do with being married.
It's a lot of extra laundry.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh my gosh.
Well, let's just move right along here since I'm charming my way into the conversation. And Mimi Hearn, holy smokes, you're magical.
I mean, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to know that we're all dog and cat people.
We are that. if nothing else, indeed. Your singing career as such and songwriting began a while back. Tell us a little bit about your beginnings.
Well, I came to Tallahassee in 72 as a theater major. And somewhere along the line, I started singing in bands. And then I've been songwriting for probably about 15, 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And I am primarily a singer, but every now and then a song just comes around and you just got to grab it, snatch it.
Yeah. And when that happens, your instrument of choice?
I prefer to write on using a guitar. I started out playing piano, and it's interesting. I don't know whether it's because I sit down and play or what, but I gravitated towards the guitar when I started doing songwriting.
Interesting, yeah.
And you can use a capo.
There you go.
Not to mention,
I love capos.
Tough to do
they're
that
portable,
on a piano.
You got to use a capo.
Right. Yeah. Capos.
So right. I would agree with Mimi. Like I'm a piano player and a guitar player, and when I write, it's almost always on the guitar. And then it may become a piano song later, but it always starts out on the guitar.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, it usually starts singing in the car or in the shower.
Same with
and
you.
Then I've got to find out where it fits on the guitar. But the ones I finish, I write on the guitar.
Sometimes the idea, whatever, like I wrote a song called The Great Unknown.
Yeah.
That thought, The Great Unknown.
Yeah.
Was pounding me one night, sitting on the edge of my bed, and my wife bought me my first electric guitar, which is a $250 Mexican Telecaster, and it weighs 1,000 pounds, and everything's wrong about it, but I've written more songs on it.
Isn't that
than
something?
It just has this mojo.
Beefy,
and plus I can do that. And my kids don't wake up. My wife doesn't say go into the other room.
Very cool.
And play. So
well, we're going to do something right now. I know Mimi, you've brought a song with you, and we're going to take just a moment. Tell us about this song that you're going to sing for us.
I'm going to do one that I had been asked to do a songwriter's show, and everything I'd written up to that point was really depressing.
Mm.
And I had just decided as I was sitting on the beach walking. Working on some chords, and I started watching this good-looking tan guy walking down the beach, and I went, well, I'm not in love, but lust will work. So I wrote this song because I was determined I was going
to
write
really
a happy song. So
did you introduce yourself later or no?
No.
Just thought he went, okay.
I was busy. I
thought there was
a song.
More to the story, right? All right, well, the very wonderful Mimi Hearn going to perform for us, so let's take a listen.
Oh, well... It was a Sunday morning when I started watching this good-looking guy walking down the beach, and so with a lot of imagination, I named the song Sunday Morning. Lazy Sunday morning, I'm enjoying you, out tan and warm and laying by my side.
sipping cups of coffee, sharing Sunday news. Oh, babe, this beats the Sunday morning blues. I used to wake up Sunday morning, all alone, but moaning the silly things my heart had put me through. I used to stay awake at night, dreaming of a man like you. Then you were beside me, a simple kind of smile. Oh, you didn't have to use that barroom jive. Talking and a flirting, a man, you made me feel alive. I used to wake up Sunday morning all alone bemoaning the silly things my heart had put me through. I used to stay awake at night dreaming of a man like you. Now that you're beside me, don't ever let me go. It's hard to find a lover and a friend. Knowing Monday morning, Sunday morning will come again. And on that Sunday morning, I'll feel your love a warming me. Oh, babe, with you I got nothing to lose, except for that sorry case of the Sunday morning blues. Who really needs it?
I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio. And you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Sarah Mack, Drew Tillman, Mimi Hearn, and talking about the Tallahassee Songwriters Festival coming up May 7th from 2 to 4 p.m., Tallahassee Museum. Great venue, too, by the way. We were there last weekend for the Jazz Blue. Well, yeah, last weekend, Jazz Blues Festival. Pretty cool stuff. Tell us about some of the people that are making this happen, Mr. Drew.
Well, there's a lot of organizations. Gandhi's Printers.
Yeah.
Bernie. For Bernie.
Yep.
In honor of his dad.
Yeah.
And last time I saw him, he was a kid, and now he's running the company, but that's beside the point. Alec and Francia Hash, who are amazing people, and they have been through so much, which I don't have to go into, but I can tell you that they're heroes, and I mean that in every sense.
Wow.
So they are they're incredible. And then Coca.
Yeah,
okay. And then First Commerce Credit Union.
Right.
And Marie, I see you've got Maddox.
Who?
Marie Maddox.
Oh, yeah.
She is supported live music.
Nice.
And
thank you, Marie.
Yeah, she's
and White's amazing. Plumbing.
White's Plumbing, definitely. Marcy and Michael Bell.
Cool. cool.
Who have done other festivals.
And Gasoline Alley. That's cool.
Recording studio.
Yeah.
And they are, I was talking to Charlie Roberts, who runs that, and he is a huge supporter of live music.
I actually recorded in his studio.
And Salty Dog.
Yeah, Salty Dog.
Salty Dog has been doing
Pub
music
and Deli, yeah,
for over 30 years.
Tallahassee Democrat is with you.
That's right.
Right. And Visit Tallahassee.
Visit Tallahassee was our
Tallahassee last Magazine sponsor. And City of Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And they have all got behind this.
Yeah.
It's growing every year. But, you know, you go to these sponsors and you say, we're putting on this festival.
Now, there's another artist you have listed here, and that's Daphne Willis, who resides in Nashville. She's not with us today.
She is signed to Vanguard Records and to, quote me if I'm wrong, but I think it's Universal Writing Group. Hmm. She's written with John Oates. Yeah. She's written with Meghan Trainor. She's... And ironically, she opened for me at the 30A Songwriters Festival.
Cool,
and her percussionist actually played with me because I really liked the way he was just laid back and just cool. And she played, and it was incredible.
Remarkable.
And we hit it off, and she loves my kids. And
how cool is that?
So it's really cool.
And Sarah, you've brought with you today a song. So we're going to have Sarah take a minute or two here and sing for us, if that's okay. I know you're tired, but you can't get out of here without
a lot of laundry for a newlywed.
Right. Oh, would you?
You got to bring it for the moose.
I got it.
When it's time. So let's take just a moment here. The great Sarah Mack.
Yeah. So as Brian mentioned, I did just recently get married, and on my first date with my current husband, I found out that this was his favorite Sarah Mack Band song. So now it went from being like the song that I get bored of playing to the song that I think is the sweetest ever.
Do me a favor. Look over my way and incline your head to me. Hear what I'm saying. I'm 30 years old and I'm tired of waiting. So sit down and start with hello. It seems like it would be so easy, but we've all that word. And all my tomorrows, they might be meant for you. Hey, hey. If what I'm requesting is too big of a step, I'll scale back the ask and I'll give you some help. 'Cause I'd rather be hurt than be mad at myself for not catching you as you walk by. The most gripping fear is when you realize that what you've always wanted's within your grasp. You get. And oh my tomorrows, they might be meant for you. Oh my tomorrows, they might be meant for you. It seems like it would be so easy. It's
us alive since the day we were born. If my lips and breath could just make out a greeting, but we've all felt the weight behind that word. And all my tomorrows, they might be meant for you. All my tomorrows, they might be meant for you. But how will I know if I don't try to give you tomorrow?
Sarah Mack, a marvelous song. Thank you, my friend. We've talked about this before, where you find inspiration. I mean, some people come out and their job is to entertain me, and I get that, and I like that. That's fine. I've never felt that in all the performances I've seen you bring us in your recordings in this studio, I've never felt like you were here to put on a show. You were here to take me inside of your world. Well, you know, that's special.
I will tell you this about going inside of my world. When I told Charlie, the guitar player in my band, also the van driver, it's a very important job. I said, Charlie, so I met this guy. I think he's so great, and we're going to get married. He was like, crap. What? Now you're never going to write a song again because you're going to be happy.
Yeah, comedians and songwriters. We don't want them to get happy, do we?
Right.
Folks, I have to say, this is just a sampling of the goodness that you're going to enjoy if you'll make your way to the now fourth annual Tallahassee Songwriters Festival. It's coming up May 7th at the Tallahassee Museum, 2 to 4 p.m. We have these lovely people to thank. Mimi Hearn, our guest, Sarah Mack, and the ever entertaining, buoyant, brilliant Drew Tillman.
Three-legged dog?
That's it, the three-legged dog. Folks, that's what I've got for you today. Thanks for being with me, you guys. It's going to be great. We're going to look forward to it. Thank you, Mimi, for being here. Drew, Sarah. We want you to continue to listen as we go forward, because we'll have these folks come back and tell us afterwards how it all went down.
I always love being at the museum. Yeah, it just makes me happy.
You're going to have a blast. Tallahassee Talks is the production of Alcom Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. I'll be looking for you again next Saturday. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.